Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. The White House is continuing to negotiate another congressional coronavirus relief package with a bipartisan group of lawmakers. One of them is Republican Senator Rob Portman of Ohio. He warns it would be a mistake for President Biden to try to get a bill done without GOP support. Here's NPR's Susan Davis.
Biden's asking Congress for a $1.9 trillion package that includes stimulus checks and a minimum wage increase. That's a non-starter for Republicans, who say it should be more narrowly targeted to things like vaccine distribution and reopening schools. Democrats are considering using a special budget process that would allow a bill to get through the Senate without GOP support. Portman told NPR that could have long-term consequences for the president.
I think you set a really bad tone, at least for months and maybe for the first term, the first 2 years at least.
Democrats could move forward without Republicans as early as next week. Susan Davis, NPR News, Washington.
Pharmaceutical maker Novavax says early results from a British study suggest its COVID-19 vaccine is effective in preventing disease. Stanley Urk is the company's CEO.
In the UK trial, I should point out that we got 89.3% efficacy against the combination of the COVID-19 strain and the UK variant.
The Novavax study involves 15,000 participants in Britain. It's still underway. The UK variant has been detected in more than 20 states in the U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress needs to fund long-term security measures at the U.S. Capitol in the aftermath of the deadly assault of January 6th. Without naming anyone, Pelosi is alleging some lawmakers are a security threat. Speaking yesterday, Pelosi referred to the enemy within the House of Representatives. Later, Pelosi said she was referring to lawmakers who want to carry guns on the House floor and have threatened violence. The annual March for Life rally is being held today in Washington, D.C. NPR's Tom Chelton says this year's march will be mostly a virtual event.
The March for Life rally, held each year since 1974, typically brings thousands of anti-abortion activists to Washington. President Trump addressed the rally last year, the first president to do so in person. This year will be different. President Biden is a strong supporter of abortion rights. This week, he rescinded a rule that banned the use of federal funds for foreign groups that provide abortion services or even information. The March for Life organizers are nevertheless pushing ahead. Some prominent religious leaders will address the online rally, including Southern Baptist leader J.D. Greer and Kansas City Archbishop Joseph Nauman, who chairs the U.S. Catholic Bishops Pro-Life Committee. Tom Jelton, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington. The U.S. Army says nearly a dozen soldiers have been injured during a field training exercise at Fort Bliss in Texas. In a statement, the Army's 1st Armored Division says two of the soldiers are in critical condition after ingesting an unknown substance. The Army has not released further details. American Airlines canceled about 200 flights yesterday to carry out emergency nose gear inspections on planes operated by its regional carrier. PSA operates flights under the American Eagle name. NPR's David Shaper has more.
The problem, according to a statement from American Airlines, is with the nose gear door on PSA's Bombardier regional jets. The FAA says it was an issue that required immediate attention, so PSA removed most of its planes from service so it could conduct inspections. There's no word on how long the aircraft may be grounded. American says it is working with passengers to rebook them on other flights. PSA flies American flights under the American Eagle brand name. The bulk of its flights go into and out of American's hub in Charlotte, North Carolina. The FAA says PSA voluntarily disclosed the matter and that the regulatory agency is working with the airline to address the situation. David Shaper, NPR News.
Stock markets in Asia ended lower today despite yesterday's rebound on Wall Street when the Dow gained 1%. Analysts say investors remain concerned about emerging variants of the coronavirus and what they might mean for the effectiveness of COVID-19 vaccines. Right now, Dow futures are down 270 points. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.